I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wade Media. Here is today's news. On February 28th at approximately 1:19, CHP dispatch was advised of a solo vehicle traffic collision on SR 190 east of Stovepipe Welbs. CHP responded to investigate the crash. A 36-year-old male was driving a 2007 Honda Accord on SR 190 just west of Mesquite Dunes. For an unknown reason, the vehicle left the roadway and overturned. The driver of the Honda received immediate fatal injuries as a result of the crash. The collision is currently under investigation by the Bishop Area CHP. Alcohol is suspected to be a factor in the crash. Well, the U.S. Bureau of Land Management has approved an expansion of the Silver Peak lithium mine in Esmeralda County in Nevada, operated by Alberme Corporation. The plan enlarges the site and adds new wells, pipelines, and processing infrastructure to boost lithium recovery for battery production. Federal officials say the move strengthens domestic supply of a critical mineral for electric vehicles and energy storage, while environmental reviews and oversight will continue as development proceeds. Currently, Silver Peak is the only fully active lithium mine in the U.S. It has been in operation since the 1960s and currently supplies virtually all domestically mined lithium for battery, industrial, and defense uses. However, that doesn't mean it's the only place in the U.S. with lithium resources. There are several additional projects at earlier stages under construction or permitting. You're in Town the Musical. Is that really the name? It's a real show, we swear. Really, it won 2 Tony Awards. Google it. Seriously, can we change this? The funniest, awful musical you'll ever see. Performance details here. It's brought to you by the BUHS Theater Club. There are 3 more showings left. March 6th at 6 p.m. and then March 7th at 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. It's going to be at the Bishop Union High School Theater. Purchase tickets at r.show/BUHS2026. Visit our website at sierrawave.net to see pictures of the show. It looked like a really good time. Well, Bishop Union High School baseball had to travel to play their first game of the season, but the final result was worth the trip. They were the clear victors of the 15-0 margin over Del Oro Suns on Friday. The Broncos have seen this before. They got the W the last time they saw the Suns, too. Bishop wasted no time in getting back out on the field and has already played their next contest, 9-1 defeat against Garcias Memorial on the 27th. As for Del Oro, they will take on McFarland in a tournament on Saturday. Well, let's talk about that tournament. Bishop Union came into the game on Saturday off a hard-fought close win, but unfortunately suffered a serious change of fortune. They came up short against the Bakersfield Drillers, falling 11-1. Bishop Union saw 4 different players step up and record at least one hit. One of them was Mike Trejo, who went a perfect 1-for-1 with 1 RBI. Bishop Union's defeat dropped their record down to a 2-2. As for Bakersfield, they now have a winning record of 3-2. Both teams are looking forward to support of their home crowds in their upcoming games. Bishop Union will square off against the Burrows at 3:15 p.m. tomorrow on Tuesday. Well, a celebration of life for John T. Cockerell will be in Bishop on March 7th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Whiskey Creek, 524 Main Street. Lunch will be served. There'll also be a no-host bar. Other news of interest that you might find out on our website at sierrawave.net is Bartimaeus the Blind Beggar, written by William Brown, the superintendent and principal of Lone Pine High School. And then flock safety surveillance concerns, new sewer and water rates for 2026. This is from Tyler's City Briefing of February 23rd, 2026. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.